We're doing our class on Judaism from head to toe. And some guy brought wafers here. Everyone's invited to have a wafer. And I wanted us to quickly go over some basic halachot of making a blessing. When we make a blessing over a food item, so we should try to make the correct blessing. If it's something that has flour in it, and the flour and water are there in order to give it flavor, so assuming it's not bread, in order to give it flavor or texture, so long as it's not used to glue it together, so then that's going to be a mizonos. Sometimes, even though it has flour and water, like a schnitzel, or ice cream that is cookies and cream, you have cookies and ice cream, the flour and water is secondary. It's really supplementary. It's an additive. It adds flavor to the prime food. When you eat schnitzel, if it's fish schnitzel or chicken schnitzel, you're eating chicken or fish. And the crumbs that are on there are there to give a flavor. And that's why on a schnitzel, you'd make a shehakol, even though it has flour and water or breadcrumbs, etc. So if we take flour and water and make bread, that's a mosi. If we take flour and water and make cake or cookies, that's going to be mizonos. If we have a meal of cookies, you're a bachelor, what are you eating for dinner? You're having 3 packs of Oreo cookies. Oh, wow. Okay, so that's your dinner. Then you make amotzi on that. You're going to eat 4 slices of pizza. That's your dinner. You make amotzi on that. Chips is not mizonos. It has to be flour and water. Pretzels. We move on. If I'm going to eat a fruit, things that grow on a tree, that's eitz. Things that grow from the ground, that's hadamah. Other things like meat or chicken or fish or water or milk or eggs are all going to be shakol niyeh b'dvaro. Those are the blessings beforehand. How do we make a blessing? Number one, we hold the item in our hand. If it's something that you don't ordinarily hold in your hand, like cereal with milk, you hold the spoon in your hand. You hold it in your right hand if you're a righty, your left hand if you're a lefty, and even if you're a lefty, if you're a Sephardi, that goes according to Kabbalah. So the Kabbalah says even lefties should hold it in their right hand. But generally we say righties in their right hand, lefties in their left hand. We hold the item we're making a blessing on, and then we make the blessing out loud. Even if you're alone, a blessing should be made so that you could hear it with your own ears. If you made it quietly, but at least you moved your lips, then your blessing was kosher. If you did not move your lips, you only thought the blessing, then the generally accepted opinion is that that's not a kosher blessing. You have to say it again. You have to at least move your lips and lechatchila say it loud enough that you can hear yourself. We cannot talk in the middle of a blessing. Baruch atah, you didn't say Hashem's name yet, you could stop. But if you said Hashem's name, Baruch atah Hashem, you cannot talk now. Even if your friend sneezes, you're not going to say Gesundheit, Elokeinu Melech Olam. You're not doing that. You're not talking in the middle of a blessing. You're in the middle of talking to Hashem. Right after the blessing, you have to eat. Guys will sometimes take a food item, and it's still in the wrapper. And they say, Baruch Hashem, Kedem Melech Olam, Shakol Niyeh B'Dvaro. Then they start unwrapping it. Yeah, in a second, I'll pass you one. And they're talking. Their bracha was just disqualified. A, the food item should be ready to eat. Unwrap it before you make the blessing. It should be in your hand, ready to eat. B, we're not allowed to talk in between the blessing and the consuming of the item. So if one talks in the middle, something that's not relevant to the food, then one just disqualified the blessing. He has to make the blessing all over again. This happens sometimes also in Havdalah. Sometimes people say the whole Havdalah, and then before they sip from the grape juice, they say something. That's not good. Another place that this happens is at your wedding. The rabbi brings a cup of grape juice, and he makes the blessing, Bori Priya Gafn, on your behalf and your kala's behalf. You're both going to drink that cup of grape juice based on the rabbi's blessing. Very often, you see the chasman kala up. They're joking with one another, either as the rabbi's making the blessing or right after he made the blessing. You're not allowed to talk. That blessing was your blessing. Sometimes you're at a kiddush. The person just made kiddush for everyone. People want to drink from that cup of grape juice. Well, don't talk. He just made kiddush. You're based on his blessing. You're going to drink that grape juice. You shouldn't be talking now. Wait until you get your turn and drink from the grape juice. So this is, again, when we make a blessing, we may not talk between the blessing and eating the food item. If it's speech that's relevant to the food, for example, they forgot to bring salt to the table, and you need to dip the challah in salt, so then you're allowed to say, could you please bring the salt? Ideally, we signal it or we get it ourselves. But whatever you need in order to eat that, you may say, even though you just made the blessing. So,